This morning's scripture passage comes from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. And as always, we'd love for you to be reading along. Of course, these verses will be on the screen in front of you, but go grab your Bibles, open them up. If you're a first grader and you got your Bible this year on stage, go get it. And your parents can help you find John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Let's read these verses together now. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to even get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
2 words can strike fear in the heart of anyone who has ever attended school. Pop quiz. You're walking down the hall, having a good time with your friends. Maybe even the cafeteria food for that day wasn't that bad. You're looking forward to your sports practice after school, and you have one more class till the end of the day, and the teacher says, "Pop quiz." Now, if you've never heard these words, maybe you're in elementary school, a pop quiz is a surprise test. It's a test that you didn't know was coming. And though you may not have experienced this yet, I promise you one day you will. And you'll say, "I remember some bald guy on a TV screen once told me this would happen to me." In John chapter 6, we see Jesus' disciples moving across the Sea of Galilee. There have been crowds that have been pressing in upon them because of the miraculous signs that Jesus has been doing. And Jesus longs to move away to a quiet place and teach his disciples alone. And just as they get across the Sea of Galilee and climb up on a mountain and say, "We're finally alone. Let's talk about everything that is happening." We read these words in John chapter 6, verse 5. Lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" The crowd presses in. It's an overwhelming need that is about to be thrust upon them. Jesus sees this group of people hungry, thirsty, sweaty, sick, need upon need upon need moving toward him. And he just looks at Philip and asks this fascinating question, "Where are we to buy bread for all of these people?" Translation, pop quiz, Philip. Pop quiz. And I think when we think about Jesus' words, "Where are we to find food for all of these people?" what he's really asking Philip is this: "Philip, On what are you depending? Our world is experiencing a pop quiz of sorts right now. We see need upon need just coming into the foreview of our television screens. We read about need upon need in the newspaper. We hear about it from our friends. Pop quiz. Where are we going to buy bread for all of these people? Everyone is asking Jesus' question, just in a little bit of a different form. Where are we going to get the tests that we need? Where are we going to get the money to make payroll? Where are we going to get the hospital beds for the sick? Does this sound familiar? John 6 is quite prophetic for this moment. Jesus says to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that all these people may eat?" Pop quiz. On what are you depending? Philip even tries to give an answer to Jesus' question. Philip's answer is in verse 7. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. You see, Philip gives the world's main answer when overwhelming need presses upon them. He says, money. Money is our answer. And we've heard a lot about money and how it could be part of the answer to our world's crisis right now. Our government says, well, we have an idea. We'll print checks. We'll send them to every man, woman, and child in our country. Money, yes, there it is. We've got it. But just like Philip, we and everyone in Washington, D.C. knows that there is not an amount of checks that can be printed to solve the need in front of us. Philip says 200 denarii, which is about 8 months worth of salary. He's saying if I had an 8 month advance on a great salary, that wouldn't even buy enough for each person to get even a little. And so he quickly realizes money will not solve this problem. And as we and Philip realize that money won't be enough to solve our problem, we try other things. We try to solve our problem in other ways. I saw this on my brother-in-law, Peter Strickland's Instagram feed. It was the aisle at Target, immune boost. Protect yourself in a time of sickness. And you see those shelves are empty. We can't depend on money. Maybe I can just get a little boost for my health and I can depend on that. And when those shelves were cleared out, when the immune boost was all gone, people went to another aisle. Bath tissue. One of the strangest things about this whole situation. Somehow we think, if I can't depend on money, if I can't depend on the immune boost, bath tissue is going to get us through. Andrew steps in and he says, I know this won't be enough. But here's a little boy, and he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Jesus says to Andrew and to Philip and to all of the disciples and to us, let me help you all find the answer to this pop quiz. On what are you depending? Jesus' answer comes in John chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, if you want to turn there and read along with me. Verse 10, Jesus said, have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost. So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. Let me just highlight some words from these verses in John chapter 6. As much as they wanted, eaten their fill, leftovers. 12 baskets from 5 barley loaves, left behind by who? By those who had already eaten. You see, Jesus feeds us till we are full. On what are you depending right now? On what are you depending in the midst of this worldwide public health crisis? Really, the question is, on who are you depending? Right now, the systems of the world are betraying their inadequacy. The systems of the world are betraying their weakness. I once heard a great phrase. I can't remember where I heard it, but it always stuck with me. The phrase was this: the thin veneer of civilization. Right now, the thin veneer, and how thin that veneer really is of our civilization, is beginning to become quite transparent. And so, on what can we depend? Depend on the one who feeds his people till they are full. Let me pull back the curtain on my sermon preparation process, which has been quite different this week. Originally, as I looked at this passage, I thought, what a fantastic passage for this present moment. And again, this passage was selected all the way back in July of this year. And I believe Jesus had it especially prepared for this moment. And when I first looked at it, I thought this passage was about provision. And I originally thought, this is beautiful. Jesus provides more than enough. That's what we see here in John chapter 6. But this is the only miracle that happens in all 4 Gospels. And that's why I thought we should preach on this passage as we go through our series on the 4 Gospels. And so a lot can be learned by comparing the different tellings of this story in the different Gospels. In John's Gospel, the unique window, the unique lens that John has on the story is we see Jesus himself take an active role in the distribution of the bread and the fish. You see, an institution can provide for their members, but only a parent can feed their child. See, Jesus himself distributing the bread shows the intimate connection he longs for and seeks with his people. Jesus feeds us till we are full. He does not merely provide more than enough, though he does that as well. He feeds us as a parent feeds a child. And you might say in this present moment, I don't feel full. I was listening to one of my guilty pleasures this past week. During lunch, as I take my lunch break in my new office that happens to be in my garage, I listen to the Dan Lebatard sports radio show. Dan Lebatard can be a little polarizing. His show can be a little silly at times. I find I relate to the humor and enjoy just taking a break from all the news for a while and listening to what Dan and Stu and the shipping container, if you've ever listened to the show, what they all have to say. They had a specialist in infectious diseases on this week from New York University, and she was giving some perspective on the current pandemic. And toward the end of the interview, Dan said to her, "Where do you see hope?" She paused. The pause went on. The pause got awkwardly long, and then all you could hear was this doctor crying on the other end of the phone through the radio broadcast. Where do you see hope? You might say, translation, I don't feel full. That silence that she had on the other end of the telephone was her saying, you can say all you want, Travis, that Jesus feeds us till we are full, but I don't feel full right now. Where do I see hope? Silence. Well, I might say this, it depends on what you're longing to be filled with. Maybe right now you're longing to be filled with certainty, and Jesus is saying, I'll fill you with faith. Maybe right now you're longing to be filled with clarity, and Jesus, he is saying, I'll fill you with my Holy Spirit. Maybe you're longing to be filled with a regular routine, And Jesus is saying, I will fill you with family time. Maybe you long to be filled with assurance about your stocks. And Jesus is saying, I'll fill you with assurance of your salvation. Just this week, a member of my small group texted me. My family has been struggling with some illness this week. Before all of this sparked, one of my daughters was tested positive for flu A. And so we've been walking through that with her. And as I let some of our small group know what we were dealing with, I got this text this week. We prayed for your family by name. She then went on to list specific prayers for our family that had been prayed by a community that she is a part of in Brussels, Belgium, the Well church plant that so many of us know so much about. She listed specific prayers, and then she said in this text message to me, "Don't you just love how small our world becomes when we pray together?" You see, we can be filled with fear, or we can be filled with prayer. Jesus will feed us until we are full. Last week, we focused on becoming better neighbors. This week, as we seek to apply John 6 to our lives, we might ask, what do I need to bring to Jesus? I think our passage from Luke 10 really helped us understand, what do our horizontal relationships look like? What do our relationships with other people need to look like at this time? But John 6 is helping us know, what does our vertical relationship with Jesus Christ need to look like in this time? Well, there's a little boy in this story. And the little boy, it's important just to note two quick details. One, our passage reads, they found a boy. In the original language in which John is writing, there's two words that describe him, and they both diminish his stature. It's like saying a little boy or a young lad or just a small, very small child. And then you see that he brings five barley loaves to Jesus. Barley loaves were the most inexpensive type of bread one could buy. Barley loaves were for the poor in this time. And this boy brings those loaves to Jesus. And another detail from the Gospel of Luke, as this story is told in all four Gospels, Luke tells us that where they are when this happens is a desolate place. So in the midst of this desolate place, this boy just brings what he has to Jesus in this moment. And so that's our application question for this week. What do we need to bring to Jesus? Maybe you need to bring your frustration to Jesus. Maybe you're a child right now, and you need to bring your feelings about what's going on, your feelings about not being in school. Bring your feelings in prayer to Jesus. Maybe you're a student in our student ministry, and you need to bring your desire to be with your friends to Jesus right now, that it's hard to be separated from the people that give you so much joy going to school with each day. Maybe we need to bring our resources to Jesus. Say, Jesus, how do you want to multiply these resources for the good of your kingdom in this moment in our world? And maybe we need to bring our portfolios to Jesus and say, Jesus, I trust you, even with my financial future. What do you need to bring to Jesus? Anything you are holding on to, that is what we need to bring to Jesus. Bring anything you are holding on to Jesus this week, because Jesus is looking at all of us and he's saying, pop quiz, on what are you depending? Let's together answer this pop quiz from Jesus by saying, let's depend on the one who feeds us till we are full. As an expression of that dependence, we will continue to worship Jesus together. We will continue to worship the one who feeds us in desolate places until we are full.